stupid face. I hate the way you dress. I hate the way you look. I hate the way you talk. I hate the word you use. I hate the way you think.
Hello again, everybody.
Hello.
We are here. Episode 2 of the Antisocial Isolation Podcast. You are...
I am Carol.
And I am Joe. Welcome. If you listen to the first one and you're listening to this one, you are a trooper. Because that was a lot of just 56 minutes worth of us just being silly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was incredibly boring for them.
So this one, episode 2, The Deuce.
The what?
The Deuce.
Oh, two. The Deuce.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Speaking of which, you will be very proud of me.
I'm always proud of you,
I know,
you,
but
dear.
This is really an accomplishment. This is something that I wouldn't normally do, but I really, I just channeled all my inner bravery and I did it.
You wiped after you pooped?
No.
Oh.
I do that most times. I took a dump at work. Yeah.
I knew it had something to do with poo.
I usually take like an act of Congress for me to dump anywhere other than the house, but
wow.
Stuff was percolating and it had to be done.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah, I mean, we can maybe put something on the fridge, gold star ribbon maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, I'll see if I have any certificates I can make for you.
Because that would be pretty sweet.
I'll work on that.
Yeah. So what about you? Did you accomplish anything today at all? Anything of that magnitude?
Oh, nothing of that magnitude. Right. That's pretty epic.
That's life-changing. That's like getting the phone case with the wallet in it. It is a complete life-changer.
I told you, right? It took a long time for you to come over to the dark side, but I finally convinced you that it was a great idea.
Of all the bad advice you usually give, that one was pretty solid, I gotta say. It's true.
I hate you.
I know. You're now kind of certified as a mouse expert. Is this accurate?
Nope.
No? You've spent a lot of time dealing with mice the last couple of weeks. Not at our house. I just want to know the mouse angle of it. What did you learn from that? Right?
What?
How do you stop them?
You don't.
Oh.
You just close up your house and make sure they don't come in, and you put out the fancy old-fashioned snap traps for the ones that get in, and you put out a little bit of poison and hope they take the bait and don't come back.
Those aren't too brutal? The snapping ones are still allowed, huh?
Yeah. Yeah. You might not like it because you got the dead little mouse, but you just...
Speaking of two unwanted intruders, so for your birthday recently, one of the things I got you was a hammock. Which you were talking about having, and in our backyard we have, what, 30 trees, 25, at varying sizes?
Yeah, varying sizes. But we were discussing it, and we said none of them were big and sturdy enough and close enough together to actually hold a human being.
So I got you the hammock with a stand.
Yeah.
So it's still the same hammock experience. You just don't have to worry about having the right socially distanced trees.
Yeah, I don't have to take down any of my... trees.
Right.
Because if I got in a hammock tied to one of our trees, it would probably come down.
With our luck, it would. We had a 60-ish foot oak tree. It was a really nice tree, too.
It was really nice.
Other than the fact that it littered acorns all over the place, but the squirrels loved it. But that fell onto our garage, what was that, last October?
It was Halloween night.
That's right. Yeah, Halloween night. Big old thud in the middle of the night.
Yep, and it only took us like 8 months
to
get it fixed completely.
Pain in the ass, actually. But anyway, I get off track easily.
Mm-hmm.
Talking about the hammock and unwanted guests, you were laying on your hammock testing it out, and you noticed an unusual amount of bee activity by the roof of our garage.
That's right. And you were the bee exterminator yesterday.
Yeah.
Well, they weren't really bees, right? What are they? Are those yellow jackets?
Yeah,
they're really nasty.
They're assholes.
No purpose in this world.
But earlier that day, right? Was it or yesterday? I don't remember, this weekend. I mowed the lawn. And I walked right by that spot at least a half dozen times, going back and forth and doing all that stuff. And I didn't get stung. But there's a pretty big hive they're starting to build.
Well, they probably weren't there then.
But they just built it in one day?
Yeah, dude, those things, they're like incredible insects.
I don't buy that at all. But because of the very thoughtful gift of a hammock for your birthday that your wonderful husband got you, you were able to identify a potential issue. And we
My
were
keen
able,
set of peepers.
Yeah.
I saw those little bastards.
And I eviscerated those things, man. There's
yes.
this bug spray. No, it's called like bee and wasp killer. And I had some from before. And I sprayed that thing on there yesterday. And that there's like no bees there anymore, which is awesome.
Yeah, I feel like we've had...
It eviscerates those.
An unusual amount of encounters in our lifetime with bees and hives and...
Yeah.
The such. I feel like it's a recurring theme every couple of years. They're around
at
for
the old house,
different reasons.
Right? At the old house, are those honeybees at the old house? They're like swarm around the queen?
Yes.
So we had three separate occasions that happened. It happened on a
yes.
tree in the backyard. It happened on that shrub or tree, whatever, in the front
yard.
And then
mm-hmm.
on the house that one time.
Yeah, once they went right into the brick.
Yeah, what do bees have against us?
I guess it's not against us. I guess maybe they just loved us. But when they swarm on the tree, it was okay. We found that out because
yep.
we called the beekeeper, and the beekeeper said, he goes, oh, don't worry about it.
Yeah.
And I thought that was crazy. I'm like, what do you mean? He said, they're just resting for the night.
It's kind of creepy,
though.
I said,
get out of here. He said, seriously, he said, if they're not there by, you know, this time tomorrow, call me back, but they'll be gone.
Yeah.
And sure enough,
they were gone.
The whole swarm
off
just flew away.
Menace somebody else.
Yes, except for those ones that went right into the outside wall of the house.
That was pretty awesome. Home ownership is very overrated. If you don't own a home, don't own a home.
No. But then we also had the bumblebees because the old house had the stockade fence.
Yep.
The wooden.
No, those wood bees, yeah.
Yeah, those guys always burrowed in.
Yeah.
After a couple of years, we learned I got to spray down the whole, used to spray
every
down
post.
The whole fence,
yeah.
all the posts, everything, in the beginning of the season.
Yeah. Ugh.
Yep.
God, that sucks. So, anything else exciting happened this week? Or since we last recorded, which was, what, Thursday? Got nothing? Man.
I'm approaching elderly stage of life. I can barely remember what I did today.
Speaking of elderly stage, right? I mentioned something to you yesterday that it wasn't until I turned 48 that I realized I wanted to be a jihadist. And I referred to that as my midlife ISIS. That's where you're
Crickets.
Supposed to laugh. That's where you're supposed to giggle.
Crickets.
It was a solid line, and you just ignored it because you hate me.
There's a reason for that.
Midlife ISIS. I should trademark that.
Good luck.
So you like estate sales.
Yeah, who doesn't?
Right? So,
there's nothing like going through dead people's stuff.
Yeah, and I had said earlier, months ago, when this whole first thing started, I'm like, you know what, not to be real morbid, but this is going to be a kick-ass estate sale season because there's so many people dying, unfortunately. So we have gone 2 weeks ago, a week and a half ago, we went to a couple,
mm-hmm.
and they're actually scanning everybody with those thermometers
yeah,
that you point
right
at your
the
forehead. They're checking that, so it's all good, trying to keep people socially spaced.
What if that's not really what that little thing does? Like, maybe that's just a cover?
Planting a chip or something?
Yeah.
How do they implant a chip when they're just standing?
Or maybe it's like Men in Black, where it's like erasing part of your memory or something. Or maybe it's the government implanting thoughts. So maybe they're selling all of these as the little gun temperature. I don't even know what they're actually called. Whatever. Temporal thermometers. but they're actually, implant thoughts in your mind.
Whoa. I'll think a lot about that after this, I'm sure. That's definitely something I'm going to use my limited brain space to occupy. But there was somebody's estate that was up for sale that you knew or...
Oh, that's coming up. Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, it was my elementary school principal. Apparently, her and her husband. I don't know. I'd be surprised if it wasn't her, but it was either her or her husband obviously recently died, so they were cleaning out their estate.
Ah.
And,
but in looking at the pictures of it, you saw like a faculty picture.
From.
And it kind of gave you PTSD, right? Because that one teacher.
Oh, that's right. It was a faculty picture, and it had my fifth grade teacher in it, and she was the meanest woman ever. Made me cry.
Regularly? Or does it make you cry when you find out she was your teacher?
I just cried when she was going to be my teacher. And you know how often I cry.
Oh.
Right?
Yeah.
I know I'm a super sensitive person.
Yeah,
so.
You are. You ooze sensitivity most of the time.
Mm-hmm. If anyone out there doesn't know me, that's incredible. That's us being sarcastic right
now.
Yeah,
very much so. Have you ever had an STD? No, me neither. I haven't.
You might have wanted to ask me that before we got married. I don't know.
But
no. I can honestly say that is not something I've ever encountered in all of my adult life.
Did you know?
Or not adult life, for that matter.
Here's a fact for you.
Oh, geez, you have facts.
Australian koalas are in danger of extinction because over half of them have chlamydia. So those little koala bears must just be banging nonstop and passing chlamydia all over to them. Isn't that kind of crazy?
That's kind of creepy because you got to wonder.
How did they get it?
Right.
Yeah.
Is that like a human thing that then got crossed over to the animal world? Or did it start in the animal world and it crossed over to the human world?
Well, it's
because there's not a whole lot that like interspecies transfers. Right. And apparently, chlamydia is.
Or a coronavirus, I guess, too.
Yeah, that's
that
right.
That happened, which sucked. What was it I was going to show you? Here we go. We talk about playing the lottery often enough, and we never do.
Never.
I was like, we should play the lottery. We never do.
Nope.
But.
Just not something that every once in a while we'll get a scratch off, but we never actually go to the, the counter, the desk or whatever and pick numbers.
I always thought that was kind of skeevy too. Like the same people are playing the same numbers so often. Like, what? You think your day's going to come now? Is it magically those six
for
numbers are going to hit
there? For some
people,
it does. For some people, it does.
I bet you more of those win on quick picks than anything else.
I think your chances are the same either way.
But you are more likely to die from a vending machine accident than you are to win the lottery. That's how the odds are. It's insane.
I believe that.
Yeah. That's ridiculous. How many vending machine accidents are there?
I know someone who's had a vending machine accident.
Who?
My brother Dave.
Well, he used to own vending machines, right?
Yes.
And did he actually have an accident?
I believe one got dropped on his finger one time. Yeah. And those are really heavy.
Yeah.
If you don't know.
This is the same brother that...
So, I guess the meat part kind of shot out of the end of his finger.
Gross,
just, like
popping his zit.
I guess, yeah.
Ugh.
Or like a sausage that busts open when you're cooking it.
Like sausages busted open.
No.
This was the same brother who tried to throw you out of a car at one point in your life. Is that correct? That's how I remember it.
Yeah, you can't. I like to tell it that way, but in my brother's defense, he didn't throw me out. We just happened to be driving to pick up a pizza, and I was in the passenger seat, door opened in the middle of a major, eight-lane intersection, and I happened to skid on my face because the door flew open when we turned.
And you were how old?
I think I was in second grade, so what does that make you, 7, 8 years old? Something like that.
No seatbelt, no nothing. Door wings
no,
open,
there,
huh?
There was no seatbelt laws back then. I'm old.
No, but I think my parents made us wear them anyway.
My parents didn't even care enough to make sure the door latched properly on our car. They didn't care if I had a seatbelt on.
Let me see how I want to ask this. So I'm going to tell you something my mom told me when I was like a teenager.
Uh-oh.
I don't know if I've shared this with you or not. And maybe I shouldn't. I will. It's funny. I'm not saying this is a good trait, but it's a trait. And my mom said, I should go into politics. that I, me, she told me I should go into politics.
Why is that?
Very good follow-up question. Because her rationale for that was I couldn't look people in the eye and lie. Right? It's not a great trait, but I mean, she literally told me that.
And but yeah, but when you're a teenager, it doesn't matter. I mean, that doesn't really count. Right. I think every teenager can do that.
Apparently, I did it pretty convincingly.
You have a compromised moral perspective. Most teenagers do.
I'm just saying. This is what feedback I got from my mom, and
well,
I didn't do it. So.
My next question is, how did she find that out?
That I don't remember. Probably, lied all the damn time.
Oh, boy.
But apparently I did it with a pretty straight, convincing face while looking her in the eye.
You're a horrible person, Joseph.
Well,
no.
That alone doesn't make me a horrible person. You can...
This is probably the beginning of the list.
It started when I was young, I guess. Kind of scary. Any good advice from your mother career-wise? No? No. What did your mom used to say to you guys when she was mad? Because it's a great line.
Oh, my God. It's definitely original. In typical mom fashion, every mother has, you know, that one line they like to throw out, but whenever we would get under my mom's skin, especially if we were out in public, you know, because then she would do the teeth gritting under her voice. Exactly. The line was, I'm going to rip your arm off and smack you with the bloody end of it.
She seems nice. Wow.
Which is a very graphic line.
Yeah.
And it's an original. I'm not sure anyone else has ever said that to their children. I think if you say that to your kids now, you could probably be arrested.
It probably is a misdemeanor at the very least.
Yeah, I'm thinking, I'm thinking CPS would get involved on that
Jesus
one.
Jesus Christ.
Hey, listen, at least I wasn't blatantly lying to my mother's face. That she knows of.
Yeah, what she knows of is exactly right. Maybe she just didn't care.
Apparently I did it better than you did.
Oh, you always have. It's always good. How the world blew up, whatever it was 16 years ago for us. You held it together and I caved. But that was more acting and not lying.
True, but we don't need to get into that story.
No, we're not getting into that
story.
Maybe
another day.
At all. Maybe never. Are you a fan of astrology at all or anything like that?
No, I've never gotten into that.
No.
Do you read your horoscopes every day?
I do not.
No?
But I like looking at the stars and...
I don't know if looking at stars is technically astrology.
Astronomy, like, then? Is that the right word?
Well, even astronomy. I mean, I can pick out the Big Dipper. I mean, that doesn't make it astronomy.
Well, in ancient Greece, they called comets hairy stars. Yeah. When I think hairy star, I'm thinking more like a beehole. Comet, I don't know where they got that from.
I'm just going to sit here shaking my head. Shaking my head.
Oh, hairy star does not mean the
that
same thing.
Bad.
It's all Greek
that,
maybe
to me. That was one you could have kept to yourself.
Well, I did up until now.
Yeah, well, you know, some things are better left that way.
You know I'm a big fan of queso, right? That's cheese in Spanish.
Queso.
So what's my point? That there is something called tyrotoxism. And that's poisoning
from eating cheese.
I need to research this to make sure that
you might be
I don't
in danger.
Put myself at risk.
You might be.
Might be is right, because I do enjoy my cheese.
Who doesn't?
And lately I've been on a cheese stick kick.
Yeah, which is weird because cheese sticks aren't good.
They're delicious.
They're not.
They're nutritious.
I'm not even sure they're real cheese.
It's definitely real cheese. I taste them all the time.
Especially like the generic brand.
I don't know, but it's delicious. But I got to research this to make sure I don't get tyrotoxism from eating those beloved cheese sticks of mine.
How much cheese are you eating that you have to worry about cheese poisoning?
Well, I clearly don't know what the symptoms are, what levels of cheese need to be consumed in order for that to actually take place, how you correct it. I mean, can you just cut yourself
from
cheese?
Eating cheese?
Does it go away? Are there long-term effects?
Yeah, you poop better.
Without cheese, you poop better, huh?
Did you ever hear that?
Yes, I have, actually.
All right, then.
Heard a funny thing on a show one time where they said,
Being drunk on cheese?
No, I'm drunk on cheese.
Don't listen to him. He's drunk on cheese. Now everybody's wondering, what is that from?
Google it. Bing it.
Yes.
Bing.
If you know what that line is from, go to Facebook.
Yeah, you can tell us.
And let us know.
Don't listen to him. He's drunk on cheese.
There won't be a prize for the first person that comes up with the correct answer.
Yeah. You sidetracked me.
Sorry.
That's okay. We were talking about cheese. Oh, yeah. I have to research it. I have to see what the deal is with all that.
You should probably contact the cheesologist.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah, why not?
Where was this discovered? In Switzerland?
Well, they specialize there.
I wonder if it's only
Swiss
certain
cheese.
Types of cheese, too. Like, are some more likely to cause tyrotoxism than others? Like, is a good sharp cheddar probably... It's like the difference between, like, bourbon and beer, maybe, right? A good sharp cheddar is a bourbon. And that obviously has a greater impact on you than
so
a
your
beer, which
cheese
is more
sticks
of an American
would be kind
of
like a PBR.
That'd be like an IPA. Cheese sticks are
no.
a little bit better. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No.
For sure.
What would be worse than a cheese stick?
American cheese slices.
No.
You didn't expect me to have an answer for that, but I did, and
no,
it was the right answer.
No,
yeah.
Absolutely not. No, American cheese slices are kind of like, I'll put them like, that's kind of like a Budweiser, right? It's a great American cheese, just like Budweiser. It's like the American beer, right?
Yeah, I guess. Sure.
I'm not a beer drinker, so I'm going out on a limb here.
Yeah. So the American cheese slices are the Budweisers.
Sure.
Okay.
Put your cheese sticks as being a PBR.
No.
Yeah.
No. They are IPAs with like an 8.6% alcohol level. Yeah.
No.
Speaking of bees, I forgot to mention this when we were talking about the bees on our garage. It would have been a natural segue, but I forgot that I wanted to bring this up.
We're not professionals here. It's okay.
Yeah, we'll get our shit together.
When?
Well,
we're
like
in our late 40s. We haven't gotten our shit together yet.
When a male bee climaxes during sex, his testicles explode and he dies.
It's true.
I've
heard that
bonkers.
Before.
Have you really?
Yeah.
I never heard that. That's ridiculous.
Yeah, mating in nature is weird.
It's
like
savage.
Yeah, I mean, there's like multiple different species of bugs, insects, whatever, that where the female eats the male when they're done. I mean, they've served their purpose. They just do away with them.
That's creepy. Imagine nutting and then exploding. It's awful. That would be terrible. Thank God that doesn't happen to humans. And what if it's not even what if it's like a gross chick? You're like, ugh, I just got to get this over with. Guy's all excited to have sex, and he, like, settles on some ugly bee. And then he ends up with his nuts exploding and dying because he settled on a gross-looking bee. You really got to be picky if you're a male bee. Like, she's the one.
I don't know. I don't think you have a choice.
What do you mean?
You don't have a choice because aren't all female, like, there's not that many female bees. Aren't they all queens, right? The females?
Is that how that works?
I don't know. I feel like that was always my impression. I don't know if that's correct, though.
Yeah, I don't know.
I should ask that bee guy.
Drone bees, or what are they called? Worker bees or something?
Yeah, I guess I always assumed that those were all male.
Well, that's pretty misogynistic of you. Did I use that word right? I don't even know.
I'm surprised you pronounced it right.
I think it was the right word. Sounded kind of good. Came out at the right time, at the right cadence, the right pace. You were cleaning out the basement this weekend a little bit.
A little bit.
Getting rid of some stuff. And old kids' toys and, like, Matchbox cars and monster trucks, all this stuff.
Yeah.
That boys play with when they're little, because we had two. But as a result of that effort of you cleaning the basement, we now have a mascot for the podcast.
That's true, we do.
And I'm not prepared to really talk too much in detail about it because I don't even know if that little dude has a name.
I don't think he does.
Okay.
But he has just one epic line in a movie that we have always used through the years. So we have just needed to keep him around.
So whatever he's called, it's the little, is it a shrimp?
He's a shrimp, yeah.
It's a shrimp from Finding Nemo.
No.
Shrimp from Shark Tale that's pleading for his life to be saved.
Right, because he was in a shrimp cocktail.
Yeah. And he ends his plea saying,
true story.
Yeah, that guy. That's our mascot. I don't know, he's sitting here. he's part of the Pashio Studio set now.
Well, we'll have to post his picture.
Yeah, good idea. Good
Maybe we could have a contest.
To what?
Name the shrimp contest.
What if he actually has a name, though? Like, if you look up Shark Tale IMDb, and you go, it'll be like, you know,
I have a feeling
Caesar
it's probably,
the Shrimp or something
I
like that.
I bet it's probably just, like, shrimp number one. I don't know.
He's relegated to a number?
Well, I think there were, like, multiple shrimp in that
cocktail.
And there were other ones all kinds of, like, scurried away.
Is there a standard number of shrimp for a cocktail?
I don't know. I don't eat shrimp.
Okay. I used to love shrimp.
You know what? I heard that.
Yeah.
But you don't anymore?
I do like it sometimes, but not as, for whatever reason, I don't like it as much anymore.
I see. It's too
fleshy
for me.
Yeah.
Like, it's just, you look at it, it's just, like, fleshy. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not a big fan.
No, I'm definitely not.
Although, we saw something where I was driving Andrew around. I saw someplace had coconut shrimp. And he was like, oh, what's great? I'm like, that's actually really good. I've had that in my life. Where it's like breaded
isn't it
in
like
coconut.
Breaded
yeah,
in something?
But it's it's coconut. It's so good.
All right. If you say so.
Yeah, I do say so.
Yeah. We're not, I don't think either of us are really big seafood fans.
Nope.
So I don't mind like fish. So, you know, like haddock, pike, you know, anything like that, I'm okay with, you know, regular fish kind of stuff. Even lobster's okay.
Yeah.
But lobster to me doesn't really actually have a taste. It just tastes like butter.
That's
I mean, if you eat it without
dipping
it in the butter,
yeah.
It's just nothing.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of that
but
stuff.
But outside of that, no. Any of the weird, no. Like, there'll be no clams, no mussels, no
gross.
Any of that other stuff. Like, I don't have a desire to have, you know, like, crawfish or any of those other things that people eat.
If you're listening to this, my parents live in Louisiana, and I mean, they've lived there for what, like maybe like 21 years now. But when you go down there, it's all that kind of crappy food. It's horrible. Everybody loves that Cajun or whatever the hell, Creole food, whatever it is. And it's so gross to me. The different seafoods,
the
crawfish,
they show
the sausage.
It's like a big fat vat of crawfish and what's usually in there, like corn on the cob is in there.
Yeah, it's just like they like threw like of like the asshole foods together and just like,
hey,
this is our stuff.
You don't talk about corn on the cob that way.
Corn on the cob is good here, but in Louisiana, it's
it tastes like fish because it's been in the same tub.
So disgusting. But yeah.
Great. Now we're going to get all kinds of hate mail from the Creoles in Louisiana.
Sure, because they're definitely, my mom listened to the first one, so. We'll be on the level of like Tom Segura. He got a lot of flack for that.
Yeah. I'm not sure they'll hate us that much.
No. And plus we're not on the Netflix special saying it, but
not yet.
That was hilarious. Cause he, so he, in one of his specials,
just tell him to go listen to it.
Well, I'm just going to make reference. I'm not going to kind of like do the, I'm not going to try and do the bits cause it actually carries over to like three specials. He talked about their, it was, you know, people who were mentally handicapped a little bit. Not in a bad way, in actually a funny way. Got a lot of flack for that. The next special, he talks about Louisiana being like the armpit of the nation, basically, and has a great bit about it. Got a lot of flack for that. So this latest special that we actually saw live before, like a week before it was taped, he played at Shays here, he like tripled down because he made reference to all of those and then basically said that the new word for people who are mentally challenged is Cajun. Classic. It's hilarious. Watch his specials on Netflix. They're really funny. My favorite comedian. What do you think? We're getting close to 30 minutes, so we're going to try and keep these around 30 for the time being, unless we have like a guest or somebody special.
Yeah, no one wants to listen to us for longer than that. That's for sure.
Do you ever dream of me being a bird?
No.
If I drop some information on you, are you going to try like magic spells or something to try and change me into a bird at all? Has that ever crossed your mind?
Where is this going? What weird fact are you going to have about male birds?
It's not male birds. Did you know that pigeons can't fart?
You should really try to channel your inner pigeon more often.
That's why I'm afraid you're going to try some like witchcraft stuff on me to make me a pigeon.
Well, if it works.
God. Everybody farts. It's natural.
Yeah, but you don't actually fart. You kind of explode.
Kind of like shitting without the shit?
If that's how you shit, you may want to see a doctor. Because nothing ever would come out with that kind of force from my body.
It's like it has intent, right? It's like a ferociousness to him.
Yeah.
I'm proud.
There's a lot of things to be proud of in life. I'm not,
not
sure that's it.
Not for me. I got to embrace the things I'm good at, and it happens to be farting is one of them.
All right.
Most other stuff, I'm mediocre at best. Yeah, you're agreeing. Okay.
At least you're realistic about yourself.
I am very realistic. I am known to occasionally be self-deprecating. You may have noticed.
No.
Yeah, true.
Yeah?
Yeah. I try and hide it from you, but I think it sneaks out sometimes.
Yeah, it borders on annoying, but sorry.
If I ever have a comedy special on Netflix, that's going to be called Borders on Annoying.
Borders on Annoying. There you go. I'm unwarranted confidence in your Borders on Annoying.
It'll be back-to-back releases on Netflix. Oh, Jesus Christ. Okay.
The yin and the yang.
Yeah, pretty much. Together we form almost one normally balanced person. Almost. Almost.
Almost.
But, all right, well, this has been fun.
It has.
We'll do this again, of course.
Yep.
This is the wrap-up of episode 2.
Yes,
and
I'm sure everyone enjoyed another episode of listening to our dog pant in the background.
Yeah, sorry. It's hot and Sam's not doing well in this weather. But anyway, we will be back. Thank you guys if you're listening. Sweetie, I love you.
I love you too.
Bye.
Bye.